Hey, hello, and welcome back. I am Debbie Peterson of Getting to Clarity, and this is another episode of the Getting to Clarity podcast. This is the place where busy leaders, or those who aspire to leadership, come to get the tips, tools, and techniques that they need to create more of an impact, a bigger impact in their leadership and life, but without sacrificing themselves in the process. So, today, important topic, especially in leadership, and that is the dangers of labels in leadership and what it is that you can do instead. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Getting to Clarity podcast,
the place where busy leaders discover how to create more success in their leadership journey with less sacrifice in their life.
Here's your host, Debbie Peterson of Getting to Clarity.
All right, let's dive in. So, labels in your language. Why labels matter in your leadership? You know, as you go through your leadership journey, the power of labels often goes unnoticed. Yet, these labels, those silent tags that we attach to ourselves and to others, can really impact our growth, our development, our teams. So understanding the impact of labels is key, not only from a personal development perspective, but also from the perspective of creating a work environment where people feel included, creating a culture of connection within our teams and our businesses. So labels can hold you back, and here's how. Because they box you into fixed ways of thinking about yourself and how you see yourself. And it can do the same thing for other people as well. What does that do? Well, it limits your growth because you've already defined it. And it can lead to decision-making that's flawed. You know, if you only see something one way, then your thinking is already biased. Your decision-making is already biased. So labeling like this can create all kinds of havoc, communication problems. It can disrupt the function of the team. It can create self-doubt in you. It can create self-doubt in other people. And it can allow you to freeze people in place. That means that you only see people related to what they've done in the past. You aren't giving them any room to grow. Or maybe you're even doing that for yourself. So what exactly are we talking about? Well, labels are descriptors, right? But they can be descriptors that we unconsciously assign to ourselves and to people around us. They range from the roles that we play in our professional lives to the more subtle and often more limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs are the lies that we tell ourselves. And the limiting beliefs can be about our capabilities, what we think we're capable of or not, and of our colleagues or the people that work for us. So why they can help from a mindset perspective of, like, you know, categorizing what's going on in our world, they also have a downside, and you need to be aware of that because it can greatly limit your leadership. Labels can box us into a corner. They can dictate our actions and our interactions based on preconceived notions rather than what is going on presently. When we label someone as difficult or uncooperative, our problem child, or however we label people, we're not just describing them. We are instructing our minds to see them in that light constantly. And we may be missing out on the full range of their personality, their gifts, their potential. So how do you break free from labels? Great question. I'm going to give you some tips, five to be specific. The first of which is self-awareness. The first step to shedding the weight of labels is recognizing the ones that we've adopted for ourselves and that we've assigned to others. So this awareness might come from reflection. It might come via feedback from people that we trust, or it might be as we become more mindful that it comes into our awareness through mindful practices. If we take an opportunity to digest a conversation that we have, or if we take an opportunity to start our morning reflecting on, you know, the day before, then we could learn some things. So pay attention also when you say things like, I am, fill in the blank, or I am not, fill in the blank. Because usually what comes after that would be a label. And pay attention to also how you do that with others. Number two, challenge your labels. Once you've identified the labels, that's a win, okay? But next, I want you to challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is this label true or factual of who I am or who they are? Can a person be more than just this label? So this sort of questioning can allow that curiosity to open up new ways of thinking, new perspectives, and new possibilities. Number three, focus on growth and potential. So instead of confining yourself, limiting yourself and others to fixed labels, shift your focus to potential and growth. Embrace the mindset that sees every individual, including yourself, as capable of learning, as capable of adapting and being able to change. Who you are is not who you're going to be next week, next month, or next year. And the same goes for someone else as well. Number four, practice mindful communication. Be intentional in the language that you use, both with yourself and others. That means internal language, your thoughts, your beliefs, external language, the words and phrases that you speak. So avoid absolutes and fixed descriptors that box in a personality or someone's potential or their capability. Be curious about a person's strengths and what makes them unique. What are the attributes that they have that could be a plus? Because each person brings something to the table. And if you don't know about one of the people that you work with or that work for you, well then, that's an opportunity to have a conversation and learn. It's about getting connected. Number five, create an inclusive environment. And what I mean by that is lead by example. You want to create a culture that values diversity of thought and gifts and experiences. Encourage yourself, but also encourage your team to look beyond surface level labels and to appreciate the deeper contributions that everybody can make if given the chance. So let's talk a moment about being mindful not to label others. So becoming more mindful about not labeling others starts with intention. It requires actively listening and engaging with people without preconceived notions. It's about seeing each interaction as an opportunity to learn something new about a person, to connect with that person on another level, rather than confirming what you think you already know, also known as confirmation bias. So encouraging this mindset among your team as well will help move forward to an environment where everyone feels seen, valued beyond what is currently known or currently exists. So where do you start? Because this is not a one and done. This is something that's ongoing. Just like any other muscle, it requires repetition. So let's kick things off by taking a good look at the labels that we have slapped on ourselves and everyone else. Are they really doing us any favors? Or are they just getting in the way of what we and our teams could become? Is it reining in our potential? So get to the heart of the labels that you may be using. And that's what impactful leadership is all about. Ditching the labels, see the real, complex, we're all complex, humans underneath. It's all about discovering what we're truly capable of, both individually and collectively. So as leaders and aspiring leaders, let's commit to being more mindful of the labels that we use. Let's challenge ourselves to look beyond them and create an environment where everyone can participate. Remember, labels describe, but they do not define unless we let them. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you are looking for more tips, tools, and techniques in order to create a bigger impact in your leadership and life, then head on over to my website, DebbiePetersonSpeaks.com. And until the next time, here is wishing you all the clarity that you deserve. so you can make the impact that you desire. Take care and bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Getting to Clarity podcast with Debbie Peterson.
If you enjoyed this show, please rate and recommend it on iTunes or wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
To learn more about how you can bring Debbie and her transformational clarity leadership strategies to your organization, visit DebbiePetersonSpeaks.com.